From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams in Washington. Back to New York now, and the latest on how people there are trying to cope. Barbara Mantell reports from the disaster area in Lower Manhattan.
We have a downtown number 6 local train at 59th Street, 2 stations away.
New Yorkers are slowly reclaiming their city, and that includes the subways.
Question, you can't get into Brooklyn. I'm going into Brooklyn.
You can go into Brooklyn from here.
Very good, because it wasn't doing that yesterday.
Transit workers like this one are directing travelers throughout subways, which have expanded service today. Up above, blue police barricades still block off Lower Manhattan to all who don't live or work there, but the restricted area has shrunk, and the barricades have been moved further south to Canal Street. Progress, yes, but the frustration and the fear are greater. Standing in front of the barricades in a steady rain at about 9:30 this morning, Carmen Yavis found that state troopers on the other side wouldn't let her cross.
My two kids are home right now, and I'm trying to get back, and I've been walking all over. I need to get home. I only got my keys with me. They want ID, they want everything. I don't have anything on me.
Yavis came out to see if her son's school was open, and now she's stuck. Just a few blocks north is Soho, home of galleries and shops and open to all comers for the first time since Tuesday. But there aren't many takers. Roxanne Bowles is out here most mornings sweeping the streets.
Usually this block right here will be packed with trucks and a lot of people, the construction workers. But today it's not like that today. It's just slow.
Moving still further uptown, away from the disaster area and into Greenwich Village, street traffic picked up a bit. So did the number of pedestrians. But Muhammad Muhammad, the manager of a hip-hop clothing store, said not many of them were shopping.
All the people got to be more careful for walking in the street, for shopping, for being in a busy area. That's what I expect.
Fear and caution were certainly apparent inside this northbound subway headed up to Times Square at 11 a.m. Carrie, Ray, and Judith were all concerned.
This is the first time I've been on the train since this happened, and I'm really scared, so I hope this ride is quick.
Me personally, I don't even want to ride across the bridge, and I'm used to doing it. I do it every day. I'm nervous. Just the way things are.
This is a city where there are so many different people, and you are around everybody. You don't know the person next to you. What are they thinking? You really don't know. It's just scary.
Several passengers got off at 42nd Street, where people walked along looking somewhat dazed. Again, the crowds were thin. Lisa Alves, the owner of a store selling men's casual clothes, said she felt she had to keep her store open despite very slow sales.
I don't really want to be here because I'm not in the mood to work, but I mean, you can't sit home and just watch the TV. It just numbs your brain.
Do you have socks here? You sell socks? You don't sell gloves? Do you sell gloves? No? Okay.
As we spoke, a man walked in wanting to buy 100 t-shirts and anything else Alves had in extra large. He was a local businessman, and he said he was buying the clothes for the rescue workers. It all would be loaded into a truck and sent back downtown, through the barricades, and into the disaster area. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.